Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, folks, if you'd like to watch the show on YouTube or Facebook, just go there and type in Today's Issues. We also post the stories that we discuss on our Facebook page. And let me ask you a question, Steve.
Sure.
These protesters / Antifa types, these anarchists that are in Portland and Seattle and some other cities that we're seeing. I was watching the Michelle Malkin being assaulted here at a rally. She spoke in supporting the police in Denver. By these kinds of folks.
Yeah.
And when we see, why do you think that the Democrat Party won't condemn these folks?
You know, that's a good question, because you would think they are so much in control. I think the BLM types are so much in control of the messaging now, and they can cancel people. And I think that most Democrats are afraid of getting on the wrong side of AOC and everything if they really speak out against anything that the Black Lives Matter movement is doing. That's my guess.
Yeah, what are you? If this were something on the right, or perceived as being right wing, I don't necessarily. I reject everything that they say is right wing. Is right wing? I think some of it's just nutty, okay, or dangerous that they would categorize as right wingers. But if these were right wingers, you know, attacking people, burning things down, occupying city blocks, the left would say, "How you can't do this in America. This is fascism.
Right.
This is a return to Nazism." But you have left wing organizations, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, doing this, and I'm not saying it's necessarily the fault of Joe Biden, or he necessarily agrees with it. If you were to ask him off camera, what do you think about this kind of crazy stuff? But the silence is deafening when it comes to criticism of these movements by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Yeah, I think the explanation is that the left, and that would include the established Democratic establishment, but also the far left, but we're talking about the Democratic establishment, people like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. The left knows that this is for all the marbles. So I think they were taken by surprise. I think most people understand this. Like a lot of people were taken by surprise when Donald Trump won the 2016 election. I think the left believed that Hillary Clinton would be elected and she would continue the changes that had been begun, that had been started by Barack Obama to fundamentally change our country and push it in a socialist direction. In their minds, they might have said, well, we're talking about progressivism, not socialism, but pushing it to the left. They were stunned by the election of Donald Trump. That led to 4 years of rabid attacks on this president. And I believe they understand that the 2020 election is for all the marbles, that they have to go for broke, so to speak. And that means they will either applaud or encourage or turn a blind eye to things that they might not have done that for 10 years ago, because they know they have to get Donald Trump out of office. They cannot go 8 years in between Barack Obama and whoever else they can put into office.
Mike Pence.
Well, they cannot get the fundamental changes to America that Barack Obama promised and began. They cannot get those things in place 4 years from now.
Okay. less people say, well, I'm being unfair that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the leaders of the Democratic Party don't agree with the anarchist and the Antifas and the Black Lives Matter people that are yanking down statues, vandalizing property, creating mayhem in a lot of these big cities. Lest you think that misrepresenting their views, let's listen to Speaker Pelosi talk about this from just a few days ago.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. When you look around, you see statues to people in Washington, monuments and the rest, who we respect, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, you know, heroes.
Okay, do you hear what she said, though? She's saying she endorses the anarchy because
people do what people do.
She don't really care about statues. Yeah, it'd be a good idea if the statue didn't fall on people and hurt them. But other than that, I'm good with yanking them down. You know, I'm letting the mob rule. So that's what the Democrat Party is embracing.
Steve, it's a revolutionary moment. That's what I'm saying. That's the way they view this.
I think it's worth noting that the amount of people that are actually out there committing violence is a tiny, tiny sliver.
Yes.
Of the American people. The people who actually believe and know and believe about their goals to reform America is bigger, but still a way small minority that is holding the rest of this country hostage.
I agree with what you're saying in terms of those who are committing these acts of anarchy.
They're not holding Nancy Pelosi hostage. She signed up for it.
The polls, regardless of how you view whether they're accurate or not, there are a lot of people considering voting for the party that is turning a blind eye to what's happening. That's what I'm saying is they are going to let this anarchy go, the Democratic establishment, because this is a revolutionary moment in their mind. This is what has to take place to get that man out of office.
What do you think that they would say if you asked them, okay, so they support Black Lives Matter, they support changes, they want to get rid of systemic racism, all of the global catchphrases that the left is using, everybody can kind of get behind. Who doesn't want to root out racism?
Right.
But if you drill down and say, well, okay, Black Lives Matter is for the destruction of the nuclear family in America, do you think that's a good idea? No. I had no idea.
But they're about to vote for it.
Well, this is the thing. I think probably 90% of people who vote really just kind of go in with a shallow understanding of the issues. They know who's there. They know maybe what they saw in the news or what their friends at work or at church said the day before. But
that's another problem altogether.
Yeah.
Ignorant voters. Now, we're trying to do our part and do every day to try to educate and inform people on what's happening in our country, along with teaching the Bible and encouraging a Christian worldview. And that's why it's so important that we educate people about, as Ed said, what's at stake in November, because elections do have consequences. And now, there are a lot of people who say, well, there's a silent majority who are going to come out to vote in November that the media can't track right now, because just like in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was, by polling services, said to be way ahead, and we all know what happened there. Now, I will say this. President Trump won. Donald Trump won, became the candidate, then became president. But it was by the slimmest of margins. He had to pull off a royal flush.
Yes.
And he did. He barely won Florida. He barely won North Carolina. He barely won Ohio. No, he won Ohio pretty well.
Barely
won Pennsylvania and barely won Michigan.
Yeah.
But he did win.
Right.
To his credit. And so the pollsters were wrong. in that respect. And there was a lot of enthusiasm and energy for him. And I think there still is even today. I think his base his of support is still there. However, I'm just saying, and I don't mean to depress people because I don't like to get depressed, but nothing lasts forever. And this experiment in freedom and democracy and self-government and a constitutional republic is relatively new in terms of world history. And we could lose it. I hope to God we don't. We're going to do everything we can to fight back. Even if Biden wins in November, we're still going to be here plugging away till God takes us home, because we can't give up for our children and our grandchildren, our posterity. But I will just say this. It does. I'm like you said, Ed, I'm worried that we're underestimating people who believe in socialism and what goes along with that. If people are, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this the woke people who believe in socialism and shutting down opposing voices and charging, telling people they hate people because they don't agree with their lifestyle, so therefore I want to shut you down. Those people are now, what do you call it? Is it the Trojan horse?
Well, there is with the soldiers inside.
The myth, not the myth. What do you call that? Was that Greek mythology or
no?
That
it was
really
history.
Happened.
It was
the Battle of Troy.
I apologize for not.
Yeah,
I do know the story, but I didn't know whether it was
legend.
So it's a legend. But anyway, the point is that they bring in this Trojan horse. They bring in the soldiers, right?
Right.
And surprise everybody, and that's how. I'm afraid it's that way with the secular left now, and the so-called progressives. They have brought in their true believers in the Trojan horse, and they've now been unleashed. Their moment since the George Floyd and the coronavirus. George Floyd was the George Floyd death was horrible. That guy should be prosecuted, and he is being prosecuted. Stood on
Derek
that was
Chung.
That was a matter of, that was an incident of police brutality, but it has now served as a springboard to change the whole country.
Yeah, we're way past George Floyd now.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying, when I see numbers like Biden ahead by 8-10 points, now that could all change by November, and I'm not sure I believe the polls. But all the polls show 8 to 10 to 12 point leads for Biden, and all the polls show that people think that that President Trump is doing a poor job in handling the coronavirus. Now, I don't know. I do think I don't know if that's true or not altogether, but I do think there's some element of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of truth there. So, I don't know. We'll find out in November, but I am concerned that there's a growing number of our fellow Americans who believe in secular progressive government ideology and also believe in their form of fascism, which is to it's like with the, what was the food company the other day, the Spanish
Goya,
like with that, the fella said we were fortunate to have a president like Trump, the CEO did.
Mm-hmm.
The left came down on him and wanted to destroy his company now.
Yeah, destroy it.
Destroy it.
Yeah.
Destroy it.
Not slap on the wrist.
Yeah, destroy it. So if they get control of the executive branch of the federal government again, these people, if Biden wins,
Katie bar the door.
They're going to come, they're coming after all people who disagree with them. Just like a communist country does, China, you disagree with China and Hong Kong, guess what? They send in the troops and they squash you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, they may not send in the police necessarily to do that here in our country, but they're gonna cancel you. They're going to get you fired. They're going to get your right to participate in society withdrawn. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They would want to make conservatives' lives miserable.
We'll find out just how much power the federal government has.
You better believe it.
It'll be Eric Holder at the
AG's office. It'll be Eric Holder times two.
Right.
They'll put somebody like this woman in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Who's going after this couple? Joe Biden will put her as Attorney General.
Right.
That's the kind of thing.
Someone like that.
That's the kind of thing you're looking at. Anyway, as I say, all hope is not lost. Whatever happens in November, God is still in control. We will serve Him till we don't have any breath to serve Him any longer,
right.
And we'll still be. But I'm not convinced all the polls are right. There is a secret. People are going to vote. I don't know if it's a silent majority, but there are a lot of people who don't want to admit to voting for President Trump because they don't know who they're talking to on the phone.
Right.
And they don't want to be harassed. They don't want to say the next week lose their job. Like,
right.
Now, that doesn't happen in large parts of the country, but in California, New York, Florida,
yeah,
you can lose your job at these big companies if they find that. Look what happened to the guy. Look what happened to the fellow 7 or 8 years ago who founded Mozilla, Firefox. Isn't that what it's called? The web browser?
Firefox is or was a web browser.
Okay,
yeah.
There was a gentleman. I think I got this right. Mm-hmm. He founded that company.
He did?
He lived in California. He gave $1,000 to support the marriage amendment.
Okay,
California.
I remember that, yeah.
In other words, he gave $1,000. He was a Mormon. Gave $1,000 to support traditional marriage, the marriage amendment. And Prop 8 won in California.
He did.
Right.
Now, the left-wingers found out he did this, and they got him fired. Well, he resigned.
He was forced to resign
because he gave $1,000 to the pro-marriage amendment. That's what I'm talking about.
And the left, in that instance, the left, I recall, published the name of everybody who donated to the Prop 8 campaign.
Because it's public record.
It is public record. So, yeah. And I'm not just talking about notable people. Joe and Jane Doe.
Our side doesn't act like that. Broad and general. Our side, it's like these people out in Colorado Springs or Denver who went after Michelle Malkin the other day. She was at a support the police rally. She was speaking. They had a permit. They were there just like Americans can do. They were promoting a cause in a peaceful way. These left-wingers come up and assault them, right? And they attack them. Our conservative people don't do that to the left-wingers. Did you see anything when the Black Lives Matter marches go on where you had conservative groups or people come out and instigate violence?
Someone might. I don't agree with this.
You may have had the Proud Boys or whatever.
Someone might point to Charlottesville,
yeah,
for example.
But I'm just saying. When you don't believe in God, then the end justifies the means.
Absolutely.
To your cause. So feel free to beat up somebody, to kill them, to dox them, to destroy their lives. If you don't answer to God,
there's no moral code.
Whereas a Christian believes I answer to God, I can't go out and do these types of things because it's immoral, it's sinful, and I'll be held accountable for it. So that's the reason I think that you see the differences. There. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Steve, next story.
You'll never guess. Who
really?
Yes. In a million years, I think you would never guess who just got canceled.
In a million years.
Well, a million years.
You know, I don't have that long, Steve.
Who?
Margaret Sanger got canceled.
What?
Planned Parenthood of Greater New York will remove the name of Margaret Sanger from its Manhattan Health Clinic because of her harmful connections to the eugenics movement. The removal of Margaret Sanger's name from our building is both a necessary and overdue step to reckon with our legacy and acknowledge Planned Parenthood's contribution to historical reproductive harm within the communities of color.
Yes, Margaret Sanger was an out-and-out racist who advocated exterminating the weeds. She was talking about black people. So,
Well, how come black folks support Planned Parenthood then?
I think most of them probably don't know the history of Margaret Sanger.
The left wing Democrats and
same reason they're willing to put us into a socialist country.
Not all. I didn't mean to suggest all black people support Planned Parenthood. Obviously, that's not true at all.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you don't hear the you hear people on the left who are African American leaders. They promote Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, right.
Even though Planned Parenthood was started by a woman who
is racist, who just got canceled, eugenicist.
So,
well, that is surprising.
Yeah,
because they've usually defended Margaret Sanger.
Now, if we could only get them to stop slaughtering babies, I think we'd be on the right track.
Mm. Hey, did you see out in Salt Lake, I think it was, that somebody painted Babies Lives Matter on the road?
In front of an abortion
in
clinic.
I think it was in baby blue and pink. So, all right, Steve, we got 5 minutes.
All right, I want to do this. Can we lighten up just a tad?
Mm. Oh, please.
We like to keep it dark and somber, Steve.
We succeeded tonight.
We have today. Well, I wanted to bring... we've all been a little confused about what the rules are regarding this COVID-19 pandemic. Are we supposed to wear masks? Are we not? Do we open up? Do we close up? No one knows what to do. And this country singer, actually, her name is Adley Stump, kind of took this on in a little joking kind of way. Let's listen to Cut 11.
First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people, and it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected.
That goes on for about 3 minutes with
yes,
that.
It's very funny. It came out.
Where can I go watch the whole thing? Are you going to post that, Brent?
Yep. It'll be
that,
up on
it is
page.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So much of it's based in what we've been all confused about.
I think all of it she took from some snippet of somebody saying this is what we need to do.
Well, this came out like in March, late March, maybe early April. So this some of our listeners have probably heard this. But what she did, she knew somebody who had collected all the contradictory advice that was being given. Remember those daily news broadcasts with President Trump and Fauci and Birx and all that? And so someone had put those together, and she did a bit, and she looks like she is an official member, you know, representative of the CDC before a bank of cameras microphones.
Yeah.
And she's giving this, but it's all contradictory advice.
Yeah.
And as a result, it's pretty funny. You'll laugh, and maybe a tear will come down because it is a little
bit
sad.
It's
painfully true. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Gracious.
So we'll have that posted up on our website, on our Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Ed, for your contributions.
Yeah, and I did get a little. I went a little dark today. I was a little.
You can return to your normal.
Okay. Happy. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go eat lunch. I'm watching hockey highlights.
Well,
I'm gonna boost my spirits.
You do that.
Yeah.
You do that. All right, folks. We thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Our thanks to Steve and Brent Creeley, our producer, and Chris Woodward. And
Sandy Rios.
Sandy Rios. Ed and I will see you back here tomorrow, everybody. Take care.